The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Three and Out podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There is no better place to bet every moment more than with FanDuel. With football ending, we have the NBA rolling, March Madness right around the corner, and my personal favorite, betting on the PGA Tour. I cannot recommend it enough. You get winnings fast, and winnings are also delivered in under 2 hours. It's a fun to combine multiple bets from the same game parlay. No big deal. NBA, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, that would be what I would do. If you are new, just download the FanDuel app. To get started now, sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you.
What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, Three and Out Podcast. If I sound a little different, it's because I got a head cold. The cold has come out of retirement. It's like Eric Weddle went away from a couple years, and now it's back. And it got me, and it got me good. I went on the herd. I got called up to the big leagues, went on TV today. I almost said, like, hey, you know, can we push it back? I can barely talk. But then I'm like, you know, sometimes you just got to play injured. Talk for a living, and it's not always going to be perfect. If I can talk, and you want me to come on television, I'm there, no matter how I sound. And I also have to do a podcast, because ultimately I'm a podcaster. It's how we pay the bills here. And so we're going to do a podcast today, Three and Out. You guys know the drill. A lot to talk about, actually. A lot going on. I think we'll push the Middlecoff mailbag, which is at John Middlecoff. Slide up in those DMs to the weekend. We've been doing that the last couple weeks. It's had success, and I think we will just separate this mailbag on Friday, and we'll add it to the weekend. A lot of you guys... Because I asked, I didn't have anything to watch. You guys have inundated my DMs with things to watch. I don't even know. I feel like I have 7 million things to watch. Now, a lot of you guys played the hits. You know, Ozarks and Yellowstones. Like, guys, I don't live under a rock. I've watched all those shows. I binge a lot of shows. So any show that is culturally relevant, hell, I watch Game of Thrones, and I'm not even into that type of crap. But if everyone's watching it, I got to check it out. I mainly just watch for the violence and the nudity. The storylines and stuff, I couldn't fake pretending like all these other people that loved it. And I know some of you did, but it didn't do it for me. But I did enjoy the characters and again, the sex and the violence. But all the main shows I've watched. I actually just watched Inventing Anna. It's a trippy show on Netflix. You know, they claim it's a true story. I don't, you know,
feels like I would imagine the television Netflix version made it a pretty big stretch. Jack Reacher on Amazon Prime. I love those type, just that type stuff. I thought that one was a little cheesy. So I watched the Carl Icahn documentary on HBO. Pretty good. Highly recommend that. Carl Icahn, crazy investor, kind of Gordon Gekko of Wall Street, Googling it and doing some research while I was watching it, because I was like, God, this has a lot of parallels. I think they made Wall Street kind of after Carl Icahn and a couple other guys, but he was definitely a main fixture in that. And we probably should talk some football. So again, at John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Also, the golf pod you guys have been listening to had a lot going on. Greg Norman just released a statement threatening the PGA Tour. Greg Norman and Phil Mickelson, two guys that are super rich, are just losing their mind. It's like, you guys need to get your shit together. It's not that big of a deal. Relax, guys. Maybe the Saudis are coming after him. But Go Low Pod, at Go Low Pod is the Instagram. So check that out as well. Okay, I wanted to start with the breaking news, because I think this is pretty symbolic of where we're at. I'll never forget, and I didn't really watch the show as a kid, even though it was, probably the biggest show on TV at the time. But I vividly remember when they came back for the last season, the cast of Friends got $1 million an episode. $1 million an episode. And that was a really, really big deal. And then obviously over the years, television stars made a ton of money. I was reading an article pretty recently that James Gandolfini had some knockdown dragouts over his compensation. Some of the big stars over the years have made a lot of money on TV. We know now with Netflix and Amazon, like, you get paid a ton of cash when you do shows that are really big and draw a huge audience. It makes sense. If you're the main character, like, you get compensated. And this breaking news on, I guess it would have been Wednesday of this week, and it's not official as of recording this, but it sure feels like we're headed that way, is that ESPN and Monday Night Football is going to sign Troy Aikman for $17.5 million a year. And I think that's symbolic of where the NFL's at. To call NFL games when you're a big star like Tony Romo or Troy Aikman, the going rate is $16 to $17 million a year. So basically, I guess those guys do playoffs. It works out to $800,000 to $900,000 a game. Pretty good gig if you get it, right? Not a bad deal at all. And I think Troy Aikman, like, you just can't turn down that type of money. Like, what? Who says no to $17.5 million? He got a 5-year deal. Again, not official yet, but that's basically almost $90 million. Troy Aikman made like $55 million in his playing career. Now, obviously, playing in the 90s is much different now, and $55 million in the 90s, especially playing in Texas, was a shitload of money. But paying someone $17.5 million to call games, like, it also makes sense. You need a big star on Monday Night Football. I know Lewis. I worked with Lewis. I worked for Lewis, basically. But here's the problem with the Monday Night booth. And the last couple have been this way. Three-way booths, that they do not work, especially not for major games. I need a two-man booth. That's the way it works. Give me a play-by-play guy and give me an analyst. Give me Al Michaels and give me John Madden. Give me Pat Summerall and give me John Madden. Give me Al Michaels and give me Chris Collinsworth. Give me Tirico and give me John Gruden. I can't have three guys. We're not hosting a podcast here. We're calling 3 hours of a primetime game. And that just was not working. It was not working. And here's the other thing. We've been saying it now for 5 years. They've desperately wanted a big star. And if you have a Monday night crew, you would not just randomly put Peyton and Eli on your sister channel to take away from the rating. That was pretty telling. And let's face it, you want to know why they did that? Because they wanted one of those two guys to have the job. But you know what those two guys don't have to do? Because unlike Troy, who made $55 million, now Troy's made a ton of money the last 20 years, and Troy clearly likes doing this, and this has been a huge part of his life. The Mannings on the field made a combined like $550 million. Off the field, who knows? I mean, Peyton was one of the great spokesmen for brands over his playing career. Eli played in New York City. Those guys are worth hundreds of millions the moment they retire. Like, you look in the bank, hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, like most people, you don't just leave hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. They invest it. And what does Peyton does? You know, from people, some people that I've known, I've heard Peyton has made some incredible investments. Obviously, some of the ones we know about publicly, but ones that you don't know about publicly. Elite investor. Why? Because think who he's running with. Peyton Manning plays golf at Augusta, like with the most important businessmen in America. Who do you think Eli drafts off of? He's in that crew. So money, it's not the same when Troy retired. Not that he needed money, but he immediately just went back to work. Like, Peyton and Eli did not have to do this. And ESPN begged, which made sense. Because if you got Peyton or Eli as one of your announcers, I mean, Peyton would have been the biggest star in the history of television, at least on signing. Now, whether he would have been elite, I think it's fair to say he probably would have been. Troy's good. You know, is Troy John Madden? No. Is Troy, you know, I would even say John Gruden kind of crazy personality? Of course not. But Troy is really solid. And here's the other thing. He's really famous. One key, I think, with any league is to keep some of your star players surrounding your league, having them involved with your league, having them call games. I mean, sometimes I turn on the television on Sunday and we complain about these broadcasts. It's like, oh my God, who's calling this game? This is terrible. And I'm not going to try to throw anyone under the bus, but they're, you know, the Barbers, they're some terrible former players that do some of these games. Now, just because you were a famous player, it was a little before my time, or at least I don't remember watching it, but Joe Montana did games, Bill Walsh did games, and they weren't good. So just because you're famous doesn't mean you're going to be good. But there are some famous guys, and I said this about Drew Brees. I'm like, this ain't going to be Drew Brees Lane. Like, part of talking for a living, you got to be able to be critical. Because you know who you're talking to? The fan, the consumer, the guy paying for everything. The most valuable thing the NFL has right now is our attention. Because the most valuable thing any of us have in life is time. Who we're willing to give time to. Can someone buy your time? Can they offer you $100,000 to go to work for them 9 to 5? That's pretty valuable. You spend a lot of time at work, right? Everything beside maybe your wife, someone is doing something for your time, who you pick and choose to spend time with. And one thing's clear when it comes to television, we spend a lot of freaking time with the National Football League. And I listen, Monday Night Football, they had to get a big fish. They couldn't keep going like they were going. The three-man booth, it's like, whose idea is that? Some of these people, these executives, so why the volume's having success, Colin is the guy making these decisions. He's been in it for 20, 30 years. He's run a couple ideas off me, and I gave him a couple ideas. Like, I do this. I'm in this deep. I'm in the mud here. Some of these executives have never spoken a word for their living or, you know, for a living in their life. Now, some of them are really good, right? Whoever once gave John Madden the job, whoever once gave, you know, John Gruden the job. But let's face it, ESPN had a circle jerk over Rex Ryan. He was going to be awesome. Rex Ryan fucking sucks. Rex Ryan is terrible. Now, I don't watch much ESPN at all beside games, but and I try to avoid pregame shows at all costs. But whenever I turn that on, I go, he's the worst guy on that crew. And I bet when they signed him, everyone at ESPN was doing cartwheels. Like, we got Rex Ryan. He's been terrible. He's god-awful. So, and listen, I would hang out with Rex, but as a TV personality, and he was a really good defensive coach. He's not good on television. He's just not. And he'll be critical. Of course he will. I mean, he's a guy who's been talking shit his whole life. That's the least of his worries. But it's just, he doesn't bring me. He doesn't do anything for me. And here's the other thing, and I've been saying this for a while about Sean McVay. Having leverage gets you more money every single time. And I've been in positions where I had no leverage and I got taken to the cleaners. In the sense of when I worked for the Eagles and I got the West Coast job after being a pro scout, I got a $5,000 bonus. If I would have had three teams coming at me, maybe I would have got a $30,000, $40,000 bonus. We see it all the time in the NFL. When these people interview in other places and then they stay, they get huge raises. I didn't have that. I was in my 20s. I didn't know anybody. And I was happy to make $50,000 or whatever. But when I worked in radio, I started gaining some leverage and we started having success. You know, as a scout, success like only the GM and Andy knew like what my reports were. Once you get in radio, you start hitting some rating bonuses. You're like, okay, they want to keep me. It's going to cost a little bit more. And obviously in podcasts, we've had success doing this. I've had quote unquote leverage on my side. And again, like part of doing business with people, this is a unique business that I'm involved in. You know, I view it more as a partnership. So it's less about like when you work for corporations, you have to have leverage. And ultimately, I've said this for about Sean McVay. He is the poster guy. He is the face of the franchise. Not Aaron Donald, not Matt Stafford, not Cooper Kupp. When you think the Los Angeles Rams, you think Sean McVay, and you think SoFi Stadium now. And obviously, they just won the Super Bowl, and his value, he's been at 2 Super Bowls in 4 years, and he's won one. Now, is he a $20 million coach? He actually makes some mistakes in games. He's not always the most aggressive on fourth and short. And in the NFC Championship game, he didn't have any timeouts in the fourth quarter. That if Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't playing like crap, then the 49ers should have won the game. But right now, the going rate for guys like Sean McVay, and would Sean McVay be great at TV? I don't know. He's never done it before. But if I had to bet on him, I'd bet I'd take Sean McVay over Drew Brees. I'd take Sean McVay over Rex Ryan. I'd take Sean McVay over Sean Payton. But the going rate for Sean McVay, who makes like $10, $11 million right now for the Rams, is $16, $17 million. We've just seen the market get set by Tony Romo and Troy Aikman. So we know the guy that makes the most in the NFL is Bill Belichick. And unlike, I got in an argument today on social media, like, you know, these guys, you don't know how much, these are not public companies. And unlike players, when it comes out like free agencies in a couple weeks, when a guy gets paid, we're going to know right away, right? And the money's, you know, without guaranteed money, it's hard to ever know when a guy immediately gets paid how much he's truly making. But the agent always wants that out there. Why? Because the agent wants more clients. Where in football, coaches get very, and I don't blame them, insecure is probably the wrong word, but they're not trying to put their business out there. It doesn't behoove them. This isn't college sports to let, you know, Andy Reid doesn't want everyone to know he makes $16 million a year. Sean Payton and Pete Carroll aren't banging their chest. You're like, yeah, I just signed an $80 million contract, right? These are not public companies. They don't have to disclose this information. But if I'm Sean McVay, I go, I want $20 million a year. Now, is he a $20 million coach? Probably not. Is he $14 or $15 million? Yeah. I mean, 100%. That's if TV didn't exist. He's the face of the franchise for a team that just won the Super Bowl. And he's 36 years old. And he's an awesome freaking coach. Some flaws, yeah. But most coaches have flaws. Besides like Bill Belichick, they all do. Right? And I think he's going to get it. And I, you know, this is the type of money that like if Stan offered him like $13 million, it's like, hey, Stan, I go work for $16 million in a much easier job. So part of the reason this got floated out there over the last month is because it's a leverage tool. Leverage is on Sean McVay's side. He's going to make a boatload of money. And one day he's going to go do TV and make a boatload more. And it shows you the power of the league right now. You think the TNT is paying Stan Van Gundy? I mean, Stan Van Gundy's terrible, but to me, it's like, well, he's probably making $500,000. You think anyone in baseball is making much money? Call games? Come on. I mean, geez, what are we talking about here? This is the power of the NFL that is now running circles. I'm a sports guy. I like all these sports, but it's a top dog for a reason. Now, even their television guys, everyone's getting paid. Everyone. I mean, I've never made more money. I just talk about it on a podcast. I freaking love the NFL.
College basketball is heating up, and FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered with an offer you don't want to miss. Right now, new customers can place their first college basketball bet risk-free. And if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. Bet college basketball any way you like. Take a chance with a same-game parlay, jump into the action with live betting, or bet big promotions like Odd Boost. This app is so easy to use. They're always hooking you up with great odds, awesome promotions for new existing users, and here's the key. If you win, you can get your money in under 2 hours. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and sign up with promo code COM.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Colin, to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code COLIN. 21 and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 533-42 Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee, visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Sports Illustrated has delivered the best storytelling in sports for 70 years. First in the pages of the magazine, then on SI.com, and now that tradition continues on a new podcast. I'm John Gonzalez, the host of Sports Illustrated Weekly. Each week, we'll dive deep into the best stories from around the sports world. We'll ask the questions that we're all wondering and push for the answers we all want. Everything from investigating the Super Bowl's impact on LA to examining why booing is as big a part of the fan experience as cheering. Sports Illustrated Weekly is here to bring you the entertaining tales you can't get anywhere else. The kinds of stories that make you smile and laugh, clap and cry, marvel, think, and fall in love with sports all over again. Sports Illustrated Weekly is available every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe now.
Aaron Rodgers. I watched the Pat McAfee thing. And listen, me and him don't have much in common. And listen, there are things like there's Tony Robbins manifest stuff that I think about. I don't actively like try to put it in my life all the time. I've never gone on more than like a couple day cleanse would be strong, but just a fast. And really, I can fast for like a day and then I get too hungry. What that thing that he did, that 13-day cleanse, I honestly give him respect for doing that because I wouldn't make it past like day two. And I think most people listening, no matter what you think of it, could not even begin to remotely get close to accomplishing that. Now, I would say most of us would have no desire to do that, but like he's a different cat. He's a little out there. But you know what? Some of the greats at whatever their individual profession are a little weird. Hell, even Tom Brady. Remember when everyone was giving him shit for pliability and eating avocado ice cream and tomatoes and drinking water would help you not get sunburned? He said all those things. He believes those things. I have the TB12 book in my living room. When you open it up, it's what he talks about. Elon Musk, who I love, is pretty out there. He's a different cat. We've all followed Kanye. You watch the Kanye doc? I haven't yet, but I actually might do that in the next couple days. Kanye's out there. Like some people that are really talented, when you're not that talented at stuff and you're out there, we just think you're a whack job. Like ultimately, Aaron Rodgers, a $40 million four-time MVP. Ultimately, Kanye sling a lot of albums. He just, $200 an album. He sold like, what was it, like 2,000 or whatever. I mean, made millions of dollars on his album. Elon Musk, I mean, dude's crazy. But so what? You know, sometimes I'm not normal. How many people listening do you think, are you normal? What the hell is normal? But the thing when you're a quarterback, the only thing that matters, regardless whether you do 13-day cleanses, whether you're like John Elway and you slam Corona Lights, you know, whether you're Brett Favre and you're just kind of a screw-around hick from Mississippi, do you get along with your teammates? Do the guys in the locker room like you? That is really what matters. And say what you want, and I give Rodgers credit on this, the guys in that locker room like him. Now, is he a drama queen? Of course he is. Like, him and Russell Wilson have become very drama-centric. And whether that's ego, whether that's narcissism, because my one pushback, and I'm not big into Buddhism, but like, hey, Aaron, and I know he's big into the Buddhists, do the Buddhists want you posting all this on social media? Are Buddhists big into like public stuff on social media? Because I didn't think they were. But listen, I mean, you can make up. We all are hypocrites in some way, some form or fashion. I actually think the Green Bay Packers have a pretty good chance to retain Aaron Rodgers. And I watched Brian Gutekunst. I've been sick, so I haven't really been able to sleep. I mean, the last couple nights, I've woken up at midnight and laid there till about 4 a.m. Watched TV, watched YouTubes. I mean, it's been a weird couple days for me. And last night, about 2:30 in the morning, I'm just sitting there wide awake, and I watched Brian Gutekunst. I didn't watch the whole thing just because I don't care about everything that's going on with the Green Bay Packers, but I was skipping around. And I, you know, if where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, I said when this happened over last summer, it was going to be very, very difficult for Brian Gutekunst because they don't teach you in scout school how to manage people, that you either have that or you don't. They don't teach you how to deal with people that are not like you. And listen, I like people not being like me. I like people to be different. You know, the social media wants everyone to be the same. It's why I hate the media. They're all, especially the sports media, 95% of them all say, do, and think the same way. To me, that's fucking boring. When you get predictable, I'm out. It's like, I want predictability maybe with like my income streams, but like with the people I associate with, like I like some curveballs. I like things to keep me on my toes. Like I don't want to get, I get bored fast. And so dealing with unpredictability can be very, very difficult. And I didn't think just based, I don't know the guy, but I thought it was going to be very difficult for Gutekunst to handle the situation, just like it would be for any young GM to handle the situation. But he deserves a standing applause if you're a Green Bay Packer fan. One, he gets a lot of credit for hiring the coach who Aaron Rodgers clearly loves. If Aaron Rodgers does stay and doesn't ask for a trade, a big reason he'd be doing that is because of Matt LaFleur. And the other thing, Rodgers said this on McAfee's show. He said this on his MVP speech. And Gutekunst was like, yeah, we've done a lot to, quote unquote, improve our relationship. We've spent a lot of times talking. Because let's face it, relationships, whether they're personal or they're professional, they, you know, if you care about that relationship, it takes some work. And sometimes we all can live in our own little bubble and not realize the way other people are thinking. And Gutekunst was forced into it. But once he was forced into it, some people might have screwed that up. And not only did he not screw it up, he put Aaron in a position, the team in a position with everything he did around him. And Aaron's very happy with him right now. So it's going to come down to money and maybe just the drama of Aaron likes this. But I give a lot of credit to Gutekunst for figuring the situation out. And I think everyone's, you know, Aaron's easy to make fun of when he starts talking about 13-day cleanse and puking and, you know, eating dinner with the Buddhists. You know why? Because most people don't do that. And it's listen, that's not my cup of tea. You won't find me, and I would imagine many people listening to this, eating with Buddhists. But Aaron's into that. You know, some people are just into different things. And honestly, that makes, you know, this country kind of cool. Not everyone has to think the same. Another big guy that's just, you know, just a little bit of a drama queen. I know he changed his Instagram and put a picture of him, I think, when he was in high school. He's from the Virginia area, is Russell Wilson. And unlike Aaron Rodgers, they kind of laid it all on the table. Was like, we got to figure it out this year or I'm gone. I'm going to demand a trade. I'm going to go. Like, we all kind of know where Aaron's going. He's either going to say, I'm coming back to Green Bay or you guys have to trade me. And even when you watch Gutekunst talk, like, if he demands a trade, they're going to trade him. They would be kind of screwed because Jordan Love's not that good. They'd have to get another quarterback. But that's the situation they're in. This other guy is obsessed. Like, here's the one thing I'd give Aaron Rodgers. At this point in time, he's not really obsessed with his image. I mean, he's talking about some pretty outrageous things. And I'm not talking about the COVID stuff. Honestly, it didn't bother me at all like it did the media. They're like, oh my God. It's like, yeah, whatever. But I'm more talking about the stuff that he just told McAfee. Even Pat McAfee's face when he told him about eating dinner with the Buddhists and the cleanse. I mean, it was just, he gave a reaction like we all would have. It was hard to comprehend. But Russell Wilson is obsessed with being liked. All he cares about is everyone, his personal image. Honestly, I think, I know Colin loves him. Fraud's the wrong word. I just think he's like a caricature. Like, I don't even know if he's a real human. I often think this about politicians. Like, are they even real humans? When the camera goes off and they just go home and they're sitting there with their wife or like their brother, do they go, God, I'm fooling these fucking idiots. These guys don't have any clue coming. Or do they stay in character? Because if they stay in character, that's insane. Like, you're just, are you guys different species than us? Like, does Russell talk like that 24/7, 365? But if Russell wants to get traded, and it's kind of out there, he's going to have to demand a trade. Because under no circumstances are John Schneider and Pete Carroll going to just randomly trade Russell Wilson. That is not going to happen. John Schneider is not going to trade the best draft pick he's ever made, the best player in the history of the franchise. Just because he can get some picks back. Picks don't mean anything when you trade your starting quarterback who's a Pro Bowl level guy. Now, if Russell has the stones, if he has the balls to not worry about the massaging his social media image, if he tweeted out or just, you know, put out a statement through Seattle, like, I want to get traded, or went through Schefter, went through Rapsheet, Russell Wilson has told the Seahawks he's demanding a trade, then yeah, he can put their feet to the fire. He can make things uncomfortable. But is he going to do that? Because last year he wanted to do it, but he didn't have the stones to do it. He kind of dipped his foot into the shallow end. He's like, well, you know, I don't really want to go, but if they were going to get rid of me, they could trade me to these four places. Like, who talks like that? Like, just say you want to trade or say you want to stay. And he played this political standpoint all season long on all these topics. And I think it's going to be the same thing. It's just going to be kind of cloudy. It's not going to be black and white. It's going to be in this gray area. It's like, yeah, I kind of want to stay, but I'll see what they do. Then maybe I'll push it. And that, at least, say this for Aaron Rodgers, at least he's been pretty direct. Last year, he's like, I want more input. Boom, got more input. This year, it's like, I'm going to tell you if I'm going to stay or go. Russell's, you know, as we used to say in the radio business, sitting on the fence. Pick a side. You're 32, 33 years old. If you want to stay, they'll go all in on you. If you want to force your way out, go force your way out. Because you can. Ultimately, these NFL quarterbacks, kind of like NBA players. If Russell Wilson told John Schneider and Pete Carroll, and he never would, because his image, I'm never going to play another down for this franchise. I'm never going to play another down. They would trade him. Because think of what they get. They get like Jalen Hurts in 4-1s. And just kind of reset their franchise. Now, they don't want to do that. And I don't blame them. If I was them, I wouldn't want to do that either. But if he ultimately wants to go, I'm just tired of talking about Russell Wilson's trade potential. He has to ask for a trade. And when he truly does, then we can talk about it. But until he does, we're just going to talk about, I mean, he's the ultimate hypothetical. Some other stories. Schefter said on the PFF podcast that Jimmy Garoppolo could not get traded. Jimmy Garoppolo is getting traded. And if he doesn't get traded, the 49ers deserve to get destroyed. They traded 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance. They gave him a redshirt year. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo is set to make $27 million. You need that money to use to build up your team. And the only way for Trey Lance to get better is to play football. You have entire offseason. You have entire training camp. Go sign a cheap veteran like a Marcus Mariota and start the Trey Lance era. Now, I understand Kyle Shanahan going, well, we can only get a fifth for Jimmy Garoppolo. Why wouldn't we just keep him? And the reason you keep him, trade him, is because you need that money. Having that money allows your cap space to be bigger and allows you to sign more players. So I don't, and not Adam Schefter just said he could see it. I cannot see it. Jimmy Garoppolo will be traded in the next 10 days, would be my guess. I'm recording this the 24th, maybe a little longer, maybe the next 14 days. He will be traded. It'll be unofficial before the league year starts. Mike Florio runs Pro Football Talk. You ever heard of him? He can be kind of annoying on social media. Said that teams are willing to trade for Deshaun Watson even before his civil cases. And the way that I've heard other people talk about this, not a lawyer, even though I've watched some lawyer shows. Actually, Inventing Anna is kind of a lawyer show.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Is that I guess he has to settle, or each individual civil case, it's on its own merit. Like, he can't just make all of them go away in one thing. Everyone is an individual case. So it's going to be a pain in his ass. I mean, it clearly is. And again, I'm not assuming guilt or innocence. I have no clue. I'm not trying to stick up for him or not stick up for him. I just know that he has to figure out on a case-by-case basis. I know me personally, if I was a GM or I was a coach, there's no way to know for sure that not one of these cases is going to stick. I couldn't do it. But I've said before in this podcast, I'm not naive enough. This is pro sports. They're not taking moral high horse stances. And the NFL is not the NBA. They're not faking anything. They're trying to win football games and print money. So someone will trade for this guy. And I think it's fair to say that, like Jimmy Garoppolo, this guy is going to get traded for in before free agency. Now, you know, if you're Caserio, the problem is, I do think he loses a little leverage with these cases hanging over him. If he was just a high character, never been in trouble, like ultimately, even if he's completely innocent on this, I do red flag him moving forward. He made a terrible decision. And it's one thing to, like, you know, your massage therapist, you start hooking up, you start dating him on the side. He was banging every massage therapist in town. Like, that's, I'd like my quarterback to have some common sense to, like, you know, there's a balancing act in everything. And to me, Deshaun Watson got a little out of pocket on this. And that's assuming he did nothing wrong, which I know people in the NFL think that he didn't. I've talked to people in the NFL who have done their due diligence that believes he just used this basically to get laid. Now, back to what I said, how could you as a GM, they're like, hey, 3-1s and a 2, pull the trigger. Well, what if one of these went a little haywire and it's not going to go away? And that hangs over your hat, your head. And once you get into the situation of OTAs and training camp, ultimately something comes out and you've already traded for them. To me, that'd be pretty devastating. But I expect him to get traded.
Are you looking for the hottest gambling advice out there? Check out the Moneyline Monaco podcast, powered by FanDuel. Every weekday, our guy Alex Monaco will give you his best bets, including game picks, props, same-game parlays, and much more. Monaco is in another groove and has won nearly 60% of his bets all time. So don't miss your chance to make some money by downloading the Moneyline Monaco wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volumes Podcast Network.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Caleb Williams, the NIL's pretty crazy. USC, I've come around. USC is going to have such a huge advantage come just moving forward with the NIL. Caleb Williams is making over $5 million. I saw on my Instagram feed today that this real estate, like venture capitalist firm in Southern California is one of his NILs. What does that even mean? They're just funneling him cash. Now, Caleb Williams is unique. I don't think a guy coming out of high school would have made $5 million. We saw him play at Oklahoma. He's a star quarterback. He'll be an NFL star. That'd be strong. He's got a ways to go. But he's an NFL-level prospect. I mean, he's a big-time college player. He's got to improve. I mean, he's young. But part of his value is he's already played. But that's pretty nuts. And a couple people have hit me. What do you think about these guys in NIL that start getting paid? And once they get to the draft, if I'm going to go like top five and I don't want to go to a team and I've already made $5, $10 million, do I have a little juice? Do I say, you know what, Jax? Don't draft me. I ain't coming there. We're going to see how this all shakes out because once star quarterbacks are getting $5, $6 million, you know, USC, Texas, we saw Texas A&M, Ohio State, some of these programs, like it was already always a big deal. And you heard on the underground, you know, the big programs back when you brown bagged you and you still get brown bagged. I think you get double, you get brown bagged and you get the stuff that's above board. You know, a top flight guy would get $400,000 or $500,000 in basketball or football. I'm talking an elite guy in football because football, there's so many like a basketball guy. There's a big difference between $5 million and $400,000 in cash. You know, hell, I'll pay taxes on $5 million, right? So that's a lot of money. It's going to be interesting if some of these guys have the same drive and determination when they're – I can't imagine at 19, 20 years old still being in college just having – I mean, do the math, having that type of cash come in. Are they paying you quarterly? I mean, are they paying you lump sums of $1 million? You just get $1 million in your account? That'd be pretty nuts. I give these kids a lot of credit if they're able to stay the straight and narrow, stay focused, stay work hard, go to class, you know, lead a somewhat normal life. Because I don't care who you are. You give a 19-year-old $5 million, things get weird fast. At least in the pros, like in the NBA, when a 19-year-old, he's around other pros. Like, ultimately, in college, Caleb Williams was around a lot of other guys that have no money. So, at least when you're drafted the number one overall pick, like Anthony Edwards, one and done. Well, Carl Anthony Towns, ton of money. D'Angelo Russell, ton of money. Like, other guys on his team have more money than him. That's not in college. It's like, this guy's making $5 million. The next highest guy might be making like $300,000. And there's a lot of guys making zero. So it's like, hey, Caleb, you want to go to dinner? On you, buddy? I'm there. Jordan Love, Gutekunst talked about this. I just don't think there's a market for Jordan Love, because if you're the Packers, it makes no sense to give Jordan Love away. If someone's like, hey, I'll give you a 6-round pick for Jordan Love. Because to me, that's kind of his value, right? We saw Gardner Minshew, who's put much better tape, go for a 6-round pick. Or Jordan Love, I mean, in the couple games that we've seen him play, I guess last year we just saw him play the game. I guess it was just the game. He looks like a major, he just looks like a backup quarterback. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, ideally, you don't want to draft in the first round backup quarterbacks. But if you're the Packers and you have a backup quarterback making a couple million dollars, like, it's a pretty good deal. You know him. You like him. Just keep him around. Like, to me, there's a decent chance that Jordan Love just stays on the team for like 4 or 5 years. Probably not the fifth year, because you're not going to pick up his fifth year option. But he's just on your team for 4 years. Now, ultimately, it's not the greatest draft pick of all time. Actually, pretty shitty. But you got a backup quarterback for 4 years. You just use your first round pick on it. But I do not expect Jordan Love to get traded. I couldn't see any team trading anything of value. And if you're the Packers, unless you got something value, like, I know my backup quarterback and I like him. And ultimately, if Aaron goes down, I'm probably screwed either way. But at least I have this guy that we can keep hopefully building up and has some talent. So the USFL had a draft. When you see the first 7 picks of the USFL and they're all the quarterbacks, you realize why normal people are never going to watch the AAF, the XFL, the USFL. The reason we watch Alabama and Texas and USC is star players and star coaches. The reason we watch Bills Chiefs second round of the playoffs is Josh Allen and Mahomes. The reason we watch Justin Herbert play Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady play Matt Stafford. You need star power. These leagues, Kyle Luletta, who was terrible in the pros, who's not a pro quarterback, got drafted number 1 overall. So once I see the list of guys like that, and half of them I don't even know, I go, this league's doomed. It's also why The Rock, when The Rock did that, I don't even know what he did for the Super Bowl, right? He's screaming into the microphone with his like burgundy red. And it made sense when a couple days later, he's a part owner in the XFL, and they're merging with the NFL. I bet the NFL is going to try to pump them some practice squad type guys and try to help with, and maybe some young coaches. It's a business partnership. That's why The Rock was on the Super Bowl, because it was like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. We're business partners. I bet the NFL didn't even need to pay him to do that. They paid him through partnering with the XFL, in which he bought a couple years ago. And I give The Rock credit on this one. Buying the XFL doesn't make much sense on its own merit. But it does make sense if you're going to partner with the NFL. And ultimately, can you start getting some of their practice squad quarterbacks? Can you go, hey, the Packers are playing the 49ers in terms of the XFL teams. Let's watch their two quarterbacks. They both drafted in the 6th round. Might get some eyeballs. Hey, the 49ers backup running back who's been on the practice squad a couple years is playing the Cowboys, you know, star middle linebacker who's been a year on the practice squad. Star would be strong, but you know what I'm saying. All these teams, you start associating with the, it's like, oh, this XFL team has a guy from Seattle, has a guy from the 49ers, has a guy from the Rams. Get some eyeballs. That's what you have to do to have any of these leagues have a chance. The reason the USFL once upon a time had a glimmer of hope is they had guys like Reggie White, Steve Young, and Herschel Walker. They attempted to have the star power. With no star power, you have nothing. With no star power, you have golf pre-Tiger Woods. You know, I mean, that's what 2022 moving forward is all about. And it's really been about in the internet age. How are you going to draw people's attention? Well, you draw people's attention, you're never going to get the best players in these second fiddle leagues. But if you can get people associated with the star franchises, the Steelers guy, the Eagles guy, the Cowboys guy, you got a puncher's chance. And you had to partner with the NFL, and The Rock clearly is a good businessman. He's making a ton of money in every avenue of his life. And interested to see kind of how that whole thing shakes out. I guess last but not least, J.C. Jackson. Star would be strong, but really, really good cornerback for the New England Patriots. Is acting like the Patriots aren't going to pay him. Like, yeah, bro, you've been watching the Patriots for the last couple decades. They usually don't pay a premium for non-premiums. You're a good player, but I couldn't pay J.C. Jackson $22 million a year. And the reality is when you hit free agency, you typically get more because you get multiple people bidding on you and you have a little leverage. J.C. Jackson is an above average corner. He has great ball skills, but I couldn't pay him. Belichick knows this. Several years ago, he paid Stephon Gilmore peak money, and it worked out. Why? Because Gilmore was an elite talent. J.C. Jackson is not. But J.C. Jackson, you watch, if Bill lets him truly walk, is going to get paid, and he's going to get a lot of money. Just like, you know, some random guard who's probably a $4 million player is going to hit free agency, and some of these teams with terrible offensive lines are going to give him $9 million. If you're a player, you want to hit free agency. If you're like a legitimate starter, obviously if you're a star, you know Devontae Adams would love to hit free agency. It's never going to happen. But if you're just a hot, you know, an above average starter and you hit free agency, you get paid like a Pro Bowl player. Especially this year, the cap's going back up. Bunch of teams need help in a bunch of different spots. I think a stupid amount of money is going to be given out to players that aren't worth it. But that happens every single year in free agency, and this year is definitely going to be no different. Appreciate everyone battling through with me. I tried my best, gave it all I had. Hope you guys have a good weekend. I need to rest and recover. And talk soon. Adios.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You may think the NFL season is over, but now it's Tapeheads draft season. And this NFL podcast gives you the inside slant on all the top prospects. Hi, I'm Bob Wischusen. Starting March 1st, I'll be joined by NFL Films' Greg Cosell, who studies the tape and provides the real story on which prospects fit which system and which are likely to make the most impact in the National Football League. Listen to Tapeheads Draft Season, premiering March 1st on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.